USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is defending the goal to reopen schools at least one day a week in Biden's first 100 days in office. Press Secretary Jen Psaki is backing the bar and saying it's the floor.
The president wants to not just open schools, he wants them to stay reopened. He wants kids to be back in school learning 5 days a week. He wants everybody, parents to feel safe, teachers to feel safe.
Back in December, Biden said a majority of the schools would be open in the first 100 days of his presidency. House impeachment managers continue to argue that former President Trump did nothing to stop the violence at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Colorado Democrat Joe Nagu said Trump told his supporters to save the date so they could stop the steal.
He was telling Americans that their vote had been stolen. And in America, our vote is our voice.
USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
President Biden says the U.S. will impose sanctions against military leaders in Myanmar in response to the takeover earlier this month there, saying the U.S. was pressing for an immediate return to democracy. 14 Republican attorneys general are urging President Joe Biden to reconsider his decision to cancel a permit for construction of the Keystone XL crude pipeline, alleging severe economic harm and threatening to take legal action. And regarding all the executive orders signed by President Biden, former White House Chief Economic Counsel Larry Kudlow says,
they want to undo Trump, okay? Trump, unpopular now, I guess, undo Trump. But in undoing Trump, they're undoing some pretty good policies. Forget the man, or whatever you think of him, the policies. The executive orders on immigration is causing chaos in the border.
Kudlow's comments coming there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The coronavirus vaccine set to be available in more locations.
Community health centers will begin to get doses of coronavirus vaccine, the White House announced on Tuesday, as CVS and Walgreens pharmacies begin to administer shots later this week. Johnson & Johnson CEO Alex Gorsky believes a trip to the pharmacy for a COVID shot may be a thing for several more years. He tells CNBC that a yearly vaccine, much like the flu shot, may be necessary.
I think most people feel that this will be something where likely for the next several years, we'll be getting a COVID-19 shot just like we would a flu shot. Now, exactly what that shot's going to be comprised of, I don't think we know today. But I think we could all imagine a future where we're living with this, but where we can keep the science at pace with the virus, so that we can keep on living our lives.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A move by an NBA franchise has some people scratching their head.
Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban said Tuesday he decided before the season began not to play the national anthem before the team's home games. Cuban didn't elaborate on his decision not to play the anthem, but did say nobody had noticed. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick wants Cuban to sell the Mavericks over his decision regarding the national anthem. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.